At a unique industrial workshop in Boston's Seaport, teams of researchers are creating the future. They're experimenting with new construction technologies and design techniques that promise to transform the way things are made. The projects include autonomous robotic arms that one day could build shelters on the moon and beyond, and robo-furniture that can convert rooms to fit your needs on command. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman takes us on a tour of this unusual R&D lab.
2 years ago, California-based design software company Autodesk set up shop in Boston's Innovation District with some innovative ideas of its own. Rick Rundell is senior director at the BuildSpace Industrial Workshop.
What we're doing here is designed to look forward beyond the incremental, over the horizon, where we can't see yet.
And here we go.
Stephanie Pender, shop supervisor, starts up a high-power water jet at the BuildSpace.
I can't think of a material that it won't go through. I think it will cut anything.
The water jet shoots out a stream of ground-up garnet and water at 87,000 pounds per square inch, enough power to slice through glass, steel, even titanium. The water jet is just one of dozens of state-of-the-art machine tools in the 34,000-square-foot build space. BUILD is an acronym for Building, Innovation, Learning, and Design. It's a place where, for a few months, competitively selected tech teams get unlimited access to specialized software, expensive equipment, expertise, and workspace at no cost. Here, startups are free to explore the limits of their industrial design imaginations.
What we're doing here is continuing work that originally started in my Cambridge garage.
Siva Tsotokov is founder of Medicom Inc.
We're humbly trying to resolve world problems.
The Medicom company is trying to automate the process to turn corrugated cardboard, tossed into the trash, into a super strong, sustainable building material.
What you're looking at here is a high-performance, relatively inexpensive panel that is sourced and manufactured locally to be consumed locally.
The prefab wall panels could cut the cost and the pollution from transporting materials to work sites. At a workspace next to Medicom is a builder resident who turned personal necessity into the mother of a new invention. Meeting Braden Leonard, founder of Handmade Prosthetics, was a little awkward. I had to shake his left hand.
What happened to your arm?
I got in an accident. I got a flesh-eating bacterial infection, and I ended up going into a coma, and they had to amputate in order for me to survive. So
you woke up.
I woke up with a surprise. Yeah.
Leonard is a firefighter from Rhode Island turned inventor when he learned the hard way that fitting artificial arms and attaching them to the body with a socket has changed little in decades.
I'm not moving my arm right now, but can you see? You had a lot of movement.
Yeah, I can hear it squeak.
Yeah. So this movement isn't getting transferred. Turn that wrist over now, so there's that lag.
Leonard is designing a new process to update the prosthetic arm attachment system.
We're trying to take a different approach and trying to capture some more of the anatomical movement that you naturally have that sometimes gets lost when you wear a socket.
Leonard's goal is to go from scanned image of an amputee's arm to computerized custom design to finished 3D printed product using a plant-based plastic. Nearby, at another build workspace, an electronic whistling sound is produced by a different kind of arm at work.
The technical term for this would be a serial link micro-macro manipulator arm. We call it a construction robot.
Julian Bell puts the huge digital construction platform through its paces. Bell is with MIT's Media Lab, where the giant 33-foot-long autonomous arm mounted on a maneuverable platform was created. It's twice the size and costs a lot less than its nearest competitor. Actually, it's two arms, a large, powerful pneumatic bicep and a smaller, more agile electric forearm designed to build big things.
With this project, we're really looking at going to a much larger scale. We're looking at taking these tools and techniques that we've developed in our labs, in our machine shops, and scaling them up to architectural scales.
This new class of architectural robot, powered by solar, can drive autonomously to a work site, clear the area, and construct a building faster, better, cheaper, using a 3D printing process. Recently, this robo-builder made a 50-foot diameter, 12-foot-high dome structure in 14 hours, all by itself. The building could be used to store road salt, or as an emergency shelter, or a home away from home on Mars.
NASA's actually sponsoring a program right now to look into that.
Closer to home, the company Ori Systems is using robotics to bring the price of rental space down to Earth.
So look at this. This is an example of it's a studio apartment.
At the Build Lab, Ori CEO Asaya Larea shows off a small furnished room. He says in the Seaport District, a tiny place like this might go for $3,000 a month.
What we do is basically say, look, people want to have a queen-size bed, people want to have a walk-in closet, people want to have an office, but if you only have 200, 300, 400 square feet, you just cannot have all of that.
But with Ori Systems' smart, movable furniture, you can have it all. On command, tiny robots transform the space into different functions. Alexa, I want to go to bed.
What you can do is give someone a bedroom when they need it, give them a walk-in closet when they need it, or open up a living room when they need it. So think of programmable spaces.
Think dorm rooms or hotels and offices. That's what Build Space in Boston's Innovation District is all about. Creating a crystal ball community of inventors, working with limits, and going beyond. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.